prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 28 October 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We have a guest come on tonight that I've had one a few months ago. For a long time, I didn't. Not because I didn't like him. We just didn't get together. But Chris Pinto has been around quite a while doing a lot of different things, exposing so much information and uncovering so much truth behind the scenes that most of us never take a look at it. Maybe it's not because we're not interested. We just don't know where to look and how to look. So we're going to bring Chris Pinto up in a second and talk to him about several things. Before we do that, though, prayer request tonight for Judy Chant. Judy Chant and myself and Marcia Jean go back a lot of years. Clear back, I guess, in the early 2000s or there, somewhere in mid-2000s, I don't remember when. Marcia and I took a trip out through the Northwest and ended up in South Dakota. Went to visit in Sioux Falls, I believe it was. I hope I got the town right. But anyway, if I don't, she'll correct me Thursday. Went to visit Roger and Judy Chant at a restaurant one night with another couple. And Roger and I and Judy and Marcia closed the restaurant down that night. We closed two of them down. Visiting with each other, enjoyed it so much. So she just got out of the hospital today, folks. I'm asking you to keep her in prayer. She's doing okay, but it doesn't hurt to keep her in prayer anyway for spiritual strength and guidance and also health. So Judy Chant, need your prayers, please. Don't forget, this weekend, Lord willing, we're going to do another Bible study, another Christian worldview news, and a whole lot more, starting at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Saturday morning. That's November 1st, the day that the EBT card is supposed to run out. But anyway, come and join us. If you can watch us, just go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on Rumble at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and there will be. The first half hour is always dedicated to prayer requests and praise reports. Then we can take a break at 11:30. We start into Christian Worldview News for an hour. We take another break, and then we go from 1 to 2 to a Bible study or discussion hour, which is very important. I hope you'll join us, folks. Join us live if you can by watching us or call us on the phone. You can call phone number at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. I hope you'll join us. And don't forget the water filter show that James McCanny had on last night. The whole house water filter system, whole house, is only about $200 more or less than the 12 pack that you get. What a deal. But anyway, all of them is on sale. The 4-pack, 6-pack, and I think it's 4-pack, 8-pack, and 12-pack. With the larger two numbers, when you order 10, you get 10, or 12, you get 14. Free, and all the prices include shipping. You call us at 800 877-477-4403. 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. And order the filters, the filter packs or the whole house filter system. You only have 30 of them. They're not going to last long for the whole house. Get them while you can. And anything else you might want to get or order, please feel free to call and talk to Faith. She'll answer the phone. And if she doesn't, she'll call you back and get what you want. And, of course, we'll be in Offskin on Thursday, a little willing ourselves. But nonetheless, call us and order what you want, or just say hi to them. If you want me to call you, I found out about Judy today because Judy called and told Faith, and Faith called me, and she found me. When I got back to her, I had a phone, I called Judy back in the hospital, so I knew I'd be in the hospital. So I'm not unreachable. Please feel free to call me anytime you want to. Now, as I said, our guest tonight is Chris Pinto. Chris Pinto has been out with Chick Publication for many years, has put out tons of information in books, videos, pamphlets, and tracts for all over the world, actually. And we're going to talk to you about some different things tonight. I want to welcome you first, and I want to share something with you myself to start off with, then we'll get back to Chris. And Chris, welcome to the program. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butch. It's good to be here.
Well, you know, just thinking, we go back a few years. We haven't talked a whole lot, but we go back a few years, don't we?
We do. We do. I did want to mention, though, now, Chick Publications, you know, that's my dear friend David Daniels. He runs Chick Publications.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
They do carry some of our materials, and David appears in two of my films. But my ministry is Adullam Films.
Yes.
At AdullamFilms.com. And then Noise of Thunder Radio at NoiseOfThunderRadio.com.
Yes, yes.
But David
yes.
Daniels, who's over at Chick Publications, he appears in our documentary, Bridge to Babylon, and then our latest documentary, which is called American Jesuits. Now, David's a good guy, and but anyway, I've known you, I think, almost as long as I've known David.
Wow. You know what really makes me sad, though, Chris, is that was my first mistake for the year. But anyway,
well,
almost made it.
You know, a lot of our ministries kind of intertwine because we work together
they
and
do.
We minister together. And so I think sometimes people get confused about, you know, who's with who.
Well, I understand. Yes, that's true. But we're all fighting the same enemy, and that's important, very important.
Amen.
Well, I want to share, if you don't mind it. Oh, and this is something we got to stand together. You know, I tell people all the time, you and I probably won't agree on everything, but maybe not even everything in the Bible. We may be some difference in opinion or something. But it comes right down to it. We're born-again believers, serving our Lord and Master, fighting Satan, not each other. We're wanting to fight Satan, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. I was going to say we're fighting the same enemy, and we all put our faith in the same Savior. So,
amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God.
But anyway, I want to share some. I showed this last night on the radio, and you already know this. This coming Saturday, according to all information, the food stamp program is going to shut down. And I covered it yep. last night. I sent a video out to all those that get our email blast. Do you receive my email blast? Do you receive those?
I do.
Or not?
Yes.
Okay. I sent this out to you from Mike Snyder. Michael Snyder is a writer. He's a prolific writer on all different issues. We sent out an article along with a video on it. It's about, I'm thinking, 15, 20 minutes long, showing many people in there who are very angry that their benefits are going to be cut off. And some of them were upset because they never had a job in their life and they didn't want to go to work. Now, I'm not making this up. You can watch this for yourself, people. I'm serious. One of them said, well, I got six babies, but there's no daddies around. Like, that's mine, your fault. She has six babies and no daddy's around. That's our fault, obviously. So she's entitled to benefits. So they're angry. The last guy I spoke with, a black fellow that's started head bobbing around. Well, if this happens, I'll just go out and tear everything up. And he's using select words. I'll go out and I'm going to tear everything up. I'm going to destroy everything I can. And this is something I do believe. I wish I were wrong on this. I hope I am. But I don't believe I am. That both parties want. They want to divide and conquer. People that are scared, run out of food, or being under threat of attack for whatever reason, are easily controlled. COVID proved that. COVID proved that. But anyway, the Democrat Party is officially bragging that they are going to use the EBT program. This is what it says. The Democrats are using the Schumer shutdown to, now folks, it's both parties shutting down, not just one of them, to cut off resources to welfare-dependent citizens in hopes of getting angry Americans out in the streets in order to stroke mass civil unrest. Now, this is what is, they're actually bragging they're going to cause massive civil unrest by cutting out the so-called entitlements to the people, about 42 million, I believe it is. Now, that's Democrats. We say, oh, boy, they're bad. Well, just hang in there. Hang in there. This article is in the Babylon Bee. Republicans donate $50 million to Kamala 2028 campaign. I didn't stutter. I said it clearly. After word that Kamala Harris had not ruled out another presidential run, Republicans have generously donated $50 million to her 2028 campaign. The donors stated that there simply was no one else that they would rather see representing the Democratic Party. We love what Kamala brings to the table, said Republican donor Jerry Godlin. She has everything we want in a Democratic candidate. Honestly, I can't think of anyone better to give our money to, at least since Joe Biden is unavailable. The Republican National Committee, the RNC folks, has also announced a matching donation up to $500 million for any Democratic donors who would like to support the cause. If there's anything we can do to get Democrats on board with Kamala, count us in, said RNC Chair Joe Grutters. We would like nothing more than to partner with the Democrats to make this happen. This is what real bipartisanship looks like. At publishing time, Republicans had asked all their registered members, now listen to this, people. Republicans had asked all their registered members to please go ahead and put Kamala 2028 signs in your yard. What do you think about that, Chris?
Well, I think the Babylon Bee, of course, is they're known for their humor and their satire, and
yes.
I think the point they're trying to make with that satirical article is that the best thing that could happen to the Republican Party would be for Kamala Harris to run for president again, because they believe she would just flat out lose, so of course
I read that article in Babylon Bee, and I know that sometimes they put a lot of satire out, but it's been on. I thought it was pretty solid, and I hope. And that's why I said I hope this is wrong. But nothing would surprise me more.
Yeah,
nothing.
I think they're very clearly making fun of the idea that Republicans would support Kamala Harris. But to your point earlier, that you and I were talking about before the show began, that the Democrats and the Republicans, even though that we're given the impression that they're against each other, the reality is they are, each in their own way, working toward this globalist agenda here in our country. And, I pointed out on my radio podcast during the first Trump administration, when there was all the mayhem with Black Lives Matter and Antifa that went rioting across the country and burning, looting, and murdering people.
Yep.
And assaulting people all over the country. And they did this night after night after night for months. And I pointed out that even the Trump administration, while Donald Trump was in the White House, and I told people then, I said, folks, we support, as conservatives and as Christians, we support the good things that are being done by the Trump administration, certainly, but we have to face reality. When these mobs were out there smashing and burning, nobody was willing to intervene and protect the American people. Well, the Democrats certainly are not going to protect them, and even the Republicans were not doing anything. They should have prosecuted the politicians who were instigating the Black Lives Matter rioting that went on, because there were a lot of politicians, like Bill de Blasio in New York, was promoting BLM while they were carrying on these crimes, really, against the American people. But nobody was held accountable. And this situation that's coming up here at the beginning of November, when the deadline hits and all these people are not going to get the financial aid money because the Democrats, you know, and people, of course, are arguing that the Democrats are doing this intentionally. This is deliberate.
Yes,
they want
yes.
to and sabotage the country.
I think it's both on both sides. I truly do. I think that both sides would like to see a nation further divided. Well, both sides are obviously doing it. I mean, we call it the right and left, whatever you want to call it, but they're getting more radical both ways. And there's already been bloodshed in this war. There's blood being shed.
Yeah, I think the Trump administration personally should write an executive order or something, come up with an executive override for the Democrats and force the shutdown to come to an end. Just force it to come to an end.
I agree.
You know, if they're not going to take those kind of actions to protect the country, why are we putting them in office anyway?
I totally agree with that.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, I've been around in this world a little while now, almost eight decades. I can remember back as far back as Eisenhower. Of course, I was just a young boy. Don't remember much about him, but I remember him talking about the military-industrial complex. And I didn't see that till 7 years later, but I remember that. I didn't understand it, but I remember hearing that. Then I remember I got involved in politics trying to get some people elected to office, and Reagan was one of them. I wanted to see him elected. And then under his administration, we had the largest tax increase in the history of the country up to that point. I saw all things happen that I don't agree with now. I didn't understand then. But, of course, after that, we got into the Clinton administration. The Clintons come in with don't ask, don't tell. When they wouldn't come in, with a national ID card. Hillary did. It didn't work. Then we went from Clinton, of course, you know, right on into the Bushes. And Bush Sr. bringing the New World Order. Bush Jr. brought his Patriot Act. Went into Obama. And, my gosh, I mean, we could go with him for a long time, what he did to help destroy our country more than every other way. And now, of course, we went into Trump and into Biden, and we know what happened there. It's just recent. Now we're back into another Trump administration. And a lot of things you said, I really agree with a lot of things he's done. I truly do like a lot of things he's done. But right now, he's actually looks to me like he's trying to pick a fight with people all over the world, including Venezuela. He's just ignoring the Constitution. And go right on in with federal troops in cities, which is totally unconstitutional and morally wrong. And he's being steered by his handlers big time into further war in the Middle East. We're seeing so much happen now. I would think after a while, Chris, that people could see that each administration, I've lived long enough to see this, has taken us further down the road to this tyranny we call AI now, the Mark of the Beast system, and a new world order run by AI with digital currencies. Trump was against that in his first term. Now he's all for it. He's back in stable coin, which, by the way, he'll make billions off of when it goes into effect. We'll do away with the dollar. All this is happening. That's why gold and silver took such a big jump for a while, because the dollar's fixing to die. But we're seeing this happen under both parties' administrations, and they played us like a fiddle for at least 150 years. Even George Washington warned against having a two-party system, that they would play off each other. Well, guess what? They've done it, and here we sit. We've been fiddled and don't even know it. But go ahead. I didn't mean to take over, but I had to get off my chest.
Oh, no. I generally agree with you. We've been tossed back and forth from left to right, Democrat, Republican. I've been saying to my audience that all of the things that the Trump administration is doing with the executive pen, while I agree with probably 90% or more of what's being done, you know, certain things are being stopped. They're stopping all the woke stuff in the military. They're suppressing the transgender movement, especially in the schools. Yep. Things like this, getting the dangerous criminal illegals out of our country. I think anybody who cares about law and order and cares about a more virtuous value system that is closer to our Christian value system, it certainly is going to approve of these actions taken by the Trump administration. The dangerous part of it, though, is that a lot of this stuff is not at all permanent. It is stuff that could be overturned very, very quickly if somebody like a Gavin Newsom becomes the next president. Because the fact that Trump is using his executive pen like this, but they're not permanently. You see, while they're suppressing things like the transgender stuff in the schools, they're not going after the people who have already been guilty of mutilating and abusing tens of thousands of underage kids in our country. And those people should be held accountable for what they did. But there's no accountability. And so a Gavin Newsom or somebody else could come in with the pen in the other hand, now in the left hand, and just start writing a bunch of executive orders and swing things back the other way and possibly make it far worse than it is or than it was before. That's, I think, the danger. And then when anybody objects, when any conservative says, hey, wait a second, you can't do that, we all know what the answer is going to be. Oh, well, Trump did it. You know, Trump got away with this. So that means now it's okay for the next radical left-wing person that they're going to put into the White House. That's what I foresee. That's the danger of the Trump administration, even though I agree with what they're doing. I agree with most of what's happening. But, of course, things like what went on with Jeffrey Epstein and what I think most people agree, there's an ongoing cover-up with what happened with Jeffrey Epstein.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's on both sides of the aisles. It's
yes,
not
it
just
is.
Democrats.
Yes,
it's Democrats
is.
And Republicans. There is a cover-up going on there. And we're not getting the whole truth. And I think, of course, the reason I think it's key is because Jeffrey Epstein represents the hidden cabal in Washington, D.C., represents the cult of perverts that are there. You know, there's a verse in the Old Testament. I'm going to share this. The children of Israel, hold on, did secretly. I want to get the exact chapter, verse 2 Kings 17 and verse 9, where it says, in the Old Testament, and the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they
Amen.
Built them high
yes.
places
yes.
in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And then it goes on to talk about how they engaged in idolatry, and they did wicked things, and so on. I believe this is the reason why, in Northern California, they called the Bohemian Grove the Bohemian Grove, because that's where we have many of our political leaders. They go out in this grove, just like we're reading here in the Old Testament, and they're engaging in idolatry. They have these pagan occult ceremonies out there, and it's been known for decades that they're doing this. I believe they're doing it in imitation of the same apostasy, the same, you know, secret, underhanded idolatry and really rebellion against God, because they know that if the American people knew that they're dressing up in robes and dancing around some pagan idol they call Molech, they've also got a big fat Buddha out there as well, a Buddha statue. If the American people knew about these things, many of those politicians, their careers would be over. They'd be completely over. Nobody would vote for them, and they know it. They've been secretly engaging in these perverse activities. And anybody who studies paganism knows we did a whole series years ago called Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Parts 1, 2, and 3. And while we did it in a very conservative manner, and I'm sure you know this, Pastor Butch, you study paganism, it gets into perversity, very
Absolutely.
Extreme forms of
yes,
perversity.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And that's what's manifesting itself in our in our society, in the schools, in the media. And I think Jeffrey Epstein is one of those gatekeepers for, you know, levels of perversity that they have kept secret. People know what went on, or at least they have a general impression of what went on. But there's a massive cover up there. And I think it affects, you know, some of the highest levels of power in our government.
Oh, I have no doubt. You know, I'll make 2 points, one on that, one on something else, too. Executive orders never were meant to be made a way of ruling the nation. It weren't meant for that purpose. But we've seen it, especially under Trump this term, dozens and dozens of them flying out of there just like they're throwing out a piece of candy. I mean, I agree with some of the things he's doing, but they're going about it in an unconstitutional, unlawful way. They weren't meant for that purpose. And on the other side of the coin, as far as what's happening too, what you were saying about the perverseness, Trump swore, as one of his promises, he's known to break a few promises, that he would get to the bottom of the Epstein thing within a few days being in office. And boy, we got in there all gung-ho, going to get it done. All of a sudden, it went away. As a matter of fact, it bothers him that somebody talks about it. I happen to think, my opinion is, he's involved in that. He definitely was a friend of Epstein for years, and he liked young girls. I'm not saying anything illegal. What I'm saying is, I'm convinced he was part of that. I would like to be able to think differently. I really would. But I'm no longer naive enough to think that any of those guys are totally innocent. I just can't see it. I don't believe it. I think every one of them has had something dirty brought up that's got them more or less blackmailed into doing what they want them to do. Otherwise, I don't think a lot of this stuff's to get done. You have any comments on that?
Well, I think there's a lot of unanswered questions there, but there's definitely a cover-up, Pastor, which I don't want to say too much because we can't know too much. But I still think on the interview with Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, two guys who were very strong patriots before they were in charge of the FBI, and the interview that they gave where they're talking about the Epstein files and what happened and you know, nobody believes Jeffrey Epstein actually committed suicide. They think he was either killed, somebody else killed him, or he wasn't killed at all, that they smuggled him out of there somehow, and he's in some kind of witness protection program. I honestly don't know which, but the expression on the faces of Kash Patel and Dan Bongino was such, they looked like they had both seen a ghost and they didn't want to tell anybody. And everybody suspected, even though I like both of those guys normally, I assume they were patriots. But when I saw that interview, I thought, oh boy, this whole thing runs a lot deeper than most anybody knows.
It does. Hang on through the break. Well, that was a fast segment. Folks, the line will be open next half hour, 717-300-1698. This is
war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game.
We are back on the Chris Pinto. And Chris, again, tell folks what you do and how they can find out about you, please.
Well, I am a Christian filmmaker, a documentary filmmaker, and my ministry is called Adullam Films, named after the cave Adullam, A-D-U-L-L-A-M. That's the cave that David fled to when he was being persecuted by King Saul, and then there it says all the outcasts of Israel gathered around him, and he became their leader. We've always believed that was a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gathers the outcasts, and then they go forward and they fight against the enemies of Israel. So we see that as a picture in our ministry of fighting the good fight of faith through our work in film and video production. We also have our main website is adullamfilms.com. We also have our radio podcast, which is noiseofthunderradio.com. And that's our website there. And we've actually got thousands of episodes on our website that go back more than 10 years now. So we've been doing the radio program for quite some time. And so we're moving forward. We're working on a couple of new documentaries and rebuilding one of our websites and just serving the Lord every day, one day at a time, and watching things unfold as God's prophecies and his great mystery upon the earth is really being fulfilled. I believe the times we're living in are the fulfillment of God's prophecies.
Amen.
And so we try to show that and support that through the work that we do in our ministry. The Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So that's what we believe in, and that's why we do the work we do in our ministry.
Amen. And how can you listen to your radio show? What time do you air? How can you listen to you?
Well, it's a podcast, and we usually do it either one. Right now, we're down to like once every 2 weeks we post a new episode. But they can go to noiseofthunderradio.com, or they can go to SoundCloud. They can go to Apple iTunes. We're on iTunes at Apple. You can look up Noise of Thunder Radio there, and you'll find it. And then a host of the other, you know, like Podbean and a lot of these other smaller outlets. But yeah, we show up in the RSS feed, and so we've got a lot of different outlets for Noise of Thunder Radio.
Well, you stay busy. You've been doing that how long now?
Oh, since 2011, we've been doing the podcast, so about 14 years.
Okay. Well, congratulations. And folks, the line is open if you want to talk to us. Love to hear from you, seriously. We'll take a phone call just a minute, I promise, okay? So don't go away. 717-300-1698. Now, I want to bring this up, and we're discussing off air, and it's a topic that a lot of times people don't want to discuss it because they consider us racist if we do. And whatever other word you want to use, we're watching right now in Ireland, people riot in the streets because they've been taken over by foreign nations, by Muslims and others. It's happening in Europe. Europe at one time, UK welcomed the people in. Now they're starting to see what's happened. They've been taken over. America has been destroyed by illegal immigration, illegal aliens coming in on purpose. And we know that a mixed culture, you cannot mix cultures and expect a society to stand. And to make it very simple for those people out there that are bleeding hearts, perhaps, if you had 10 different families come in your home and all of them had different faiths, different religions, different morals, your house would divide in a matter of a couple of days. The same thing happens to a nation on a much larger scale, much more dangerous scale. And Chris, I know you see this also. I'm saying this is biblical, it's historical, do what you want to. Our founders were white, European Christians. They were Caucasians. They come across this country to look for liberty and to worship Christ the way they saw fit. They fled the Catholic hierarchy that had persecuted them for years. Matter of fact, for a long time, Catholics were not allowed in this country to settle this country. And to hope to be a Christian in office up until the Constitution was brought into effect, you had to be a professed born-again believer to be an office holder in this country, in the original colonies. So what's happened, Chris? How did they get us so persuaded that's okay to bring in millions and millions of illegals of different cultures, different faiths, and think we should embrace them? How did we get so deceived so quickly?
Well, funny you should ask, Pastor Bush, because we've got a couple of documentaries. One that I recommend for anyone in your audience, one of our documentaries is called The True Christian History of America. And we show basically what you just said, how our ancestors came from England and parts of Europe, and how they brought with them the ideas that are really the foundation of America. And it was Christianity, mainly through the Protestant Reformation, where they developed things like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, etc. Those things are not the result of the Enlightenment, as we're often told. All of that is provably false. That's one film. But our most recent documentary that we released about a year ago is called American Jesuits. And if you want to understand the immigration issue, you have to watch that film, because Rome and the Jesuit order, they are behind the immigration invasion, not only of our country, but really all these countries in Western Europe. And we show that. We document it for you in the film. The Jesuits are like the Vatican CIA. They're like the KGB or the Mossad. They are the Vatican's intelligence network. They were called by a former CIA agent, E. Howard Hunt, the most advanced intelligence service in the world. And so they have been behind largely the open borders movement. Open borders is a rejection of the Peace of Westphalia. You had the Reformation that happened, then the Vatican with the Jesuits launched the Counter-Reformation to try and stamp out the Protestant movement, not just theologically, but with all the freedom that came with it, freedom to read the Bible, freedom of religion, freedom of conscience, freedom of speech, etc. All these things were brought about by the Great Reformation. So the Jesuits tried to stamp it out in Europe, and they fought the 30 Years' War. About 8 million people were killed. The result of it was the Protestants won, thankfully, and they set forth what was called the Peace of Westphalia. which acknowledged the sovereignty of the nations of Western Europe and really the earth, that every nation is going to be an independent sovereign nation, and they're not going to be in submission to the Pope, which is what the Pope wanted, it's what the Jesuits wanted, okay? So now with open borders, we show how open borders is really the overturning of the Westphalian world order. And the Vatican is behind all of this. It really goes back to the American Civil War. It goes back to a plot the Catholic bishops came up with shortly after the Civil War to flood America with all these immigrants from Mexico and Venezuela. And so 95% of these immigrants are coming from Catholic countries,
yes,
where they've been taught socialism and communism by the Jesuit order. And so this plays a huge role. This is what's called, Pastor Butch, irredentism. Irredentism is the Italian word for immigration warfare. And that's what's going on. It's going on in our country, going on in Western Europe. And they're doing this deliberately. They've been doing it since the 1960s. To destabilize these countries, and they're bringing in the Muslims because they ultimately want to displace Christianity politically. Because from Christianity, from the Bible and our ancestors, you get things like Magna Carta, which is where you get no taxation without representation, trial by jury, habeas corpus, due process, all that stuff is from the Great Charter. They want to get rid of that. The Petition of Right of 1628 with Sir Edward Coke. Coke is famous for castle doctrine. He's the one who said a man's home is his castle, for his protection and his defense as well as his repose, based on Exodus chapter 22. That's what they want to get rid of, private property ownership. Castle doctrine protects private property. They want to confiscate everybody's land. The English Bill of Rights, that guaranteed the right to bear arms. Why? Because the Jesuits got King James II to confiscate guns from the Protestants. Protestants drove them out of the country, and they brought in William and Mary, who were Protestant, and they passed the English Bill of Rights, 1689, that had the right to bear arms. That's where that came from, you see? And so that all laid the groundwork for our American Revolution, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, etc. All of that is what they want to destroy. Because when Samuel Adams, brother, signed the Declaration of Independence, what he said was, I trust that from this day forward, the reign of political Protestantism shall commence. That's what he said.
Yes.
And that's what the United States really is based upon. And Rome hates it for that reason, wants to overturn it. Of course, I believe Rome is Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the city that sits upon seven hills that we read about in Revelation chapter 17. And I believe that she's manipulating all of this. In fact, we quote all of these different ministers from back in the 1800s who believed that the Vatican and the Jesuits were behind the doctrines of socialism and communism. In fact, it was a Jesuit priest named Luigi Taparelli that first coined the phrase social justice. Everybody knows social justice, but many people don't realize the whole idea of social justice comes from Rome. And they were developing all this back in the 1800s, and you had many ministers that were warning that they were developing these ideas as a weapon to persecute their enemies in the next generation. The great Russian writer Dostoevsky even said the Jesuits were planning a worldwide revolution where they were going to reduce humanity to a kind of universal serfdom with themselves as the masters over it. That's what he said, literally, Dostoevsky now. We quote all of these different famous people from history, like John Adams, who warned about the Jesuits, the Marquis de Lafayette, and many, many others, all the way into the 20th century. Who warned about them. But they're the ones who run Georgetown University, and they admit through their professors at Georgetown that they are the authors and engineers of modern globalization. And but they're the ones who are manipulating this whole immigration warfare issue. And you've got people who are sympathetic to the Catholic bishops in the Democrat Party and in the Republican Party, unfortunately, and that nobody's willing to stand up and really put a stop to it. What they're doing right now is they're removing a lot of these immigrants, the more dangerous ones, but the greater body of the 20 to 30, 40 million illegals, I don't believe the Trump administration is going to really be able to make more than a dent in all of that. I mean, they're going to get out 2 or 3 million of these guys by the end of this current administration, but there's still going to be tens of millions of illegals in our country. You see what I'm saying? The numbers just don't add up when you look at what's happening.
Well, it really, we are in over our head already. We know that this is not sustainable, and that's obviously what they planned in the first place. We know it's not sustainable. And we're seeing this nation fall apart piece by piece. I've watched it for many, many years now. And we have brought in, and I'm going to say it clean up now, heathens who do not believe in Jesus Christ as their own way to heaven. They believe in works. Now, I'm not just picking on Catholics. I'm talking about a lot of others also. We brought in Muslims, and who knows what other false religions come in. And now Muslims are taking over cities, literally. We're going to have the first communist Muslim elected mayor in New York real soon. We're seeing this happen in our own country while we sit back and people watch a ball game and the churches, I don't know what they're doing, waiting for the rapture. I have no idea. They're not really getting involved in anything. I don't know what they're doing. Let's take a phone call, though, before getting further. Let's talk to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, guys, you got any plans of taking your wives to trip the Light Fantastic at Trump's White House ballroom soon?
Well, aren't you? I guess I'll see you there, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, listen to this. You know, I'm amazed that people believe in this Republican-Democrat nonsense when both parties have ties to the CFR and the Trilateral Commission for the longest time, plus other secret societies and organizations. You know, guys, I trust the man by the company he keeps. You know, birds of a feather flock together.
Exactly.
You know, of course, this Epstein thing went away. I'll tell you why, guys. How many people know that Trump was good friends with Roy Cohn, the Republican? You remember him, the famous lawyer who was a homosexual drug addict who died of AIDS and who also ran a male prostitution ring to the big shots. Remember him? Just like Craig Spence did, another Republican, and Larry King, another Republican, who was into child prostitution out of Omaha, Nebraska. You know, the Franklin cover-up?
Absolutely.
Both during
the
Clinton and Bush years. And number two, did you guys know that Trump was good friends with the famous boxing promoter Don King, who was a convicted murderer who spent prison time? Yeah. So you got Don King, you got Roy Cohn, and last but not least, Jeffrey Epstein. Need I say more? See, there's no difference between Republicans and Democrats. People think it's the Democrats that do all this filthy stuff. But I just gave you a bunch of names. Well, with the exception of Don King, he was just a murderer and a boxing promoter. I don't know if he was, but he was probably a patron of these things too. Who knows? But there you go. Craig Spence, Larry King, Roy Cohn. These were all, you know, Trump's buddies.
Yep. I totally agree.
They're all Trump's buddies. Now, what does that tell you about a man? Think about it.
That should tell you a lot. But let's face it. And Trump said this his first term. He could walk out in the street in the Times Square and shoot somebody and get by with it. And basically, some people feel that way about him. And that's sad, but it's true. Any comments on that, Chris?
Well, I just did a radio show a short time ago on the Qatar Air Force Base that they are going to be setting up in Idaho. If you guys follow this story,
I heard this one
was just an absolute shock when I first heard it. But yeah, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, now the Secretary of War, signed off on the paperwork so that Qatar, an Islamic country that is known for financing terrorism, that was denounced by Trump a few years ago, now they are being granted some kind of Air Force training base in Idaho, all because they were somehow a part of the peace deal that happened between Hamas and Israel. And so apparently, and now they're saying that this was something that had begun during the Biden administration, and they're just seeing it through here with the Trump administration. This goes back to the whole idea of Democrats versus Republicans. Nobody, you know, when I first heard the story, I thought, surely we've got this wrong. Surely we're misunderstanding something. And then I went and listened to Mark Levin. No, Mark Levin says this is completely insane. It makes no sense. I've got an email from a former Marine who listened to my radio show on this, and he talked about his years of military service. I come from a military family. My dad was in 23 years. Nobody can make sense of the justification for this, allowing people who are known supporters of international terrorism, allowing their government to have some kind of military training facility in our country. It's, I think, it's a very unwise thing to do. It's a very dangerous thing to do. And yet we're watching it happen with the Trump administration.
That Hegseth guy really creeps me out. And talk about, see, I was a Republican, okay, until I gave up on them. I remember Larry Craig when he was playing footsie in the bathroom with another guy in the bathroom stall. Remember that? And then you had Mark Foley guy in Florida, the other Republican, busted. I mean, these Republicans are just as disgusting as the Democrats. And for people to think there's a difference between either party are totally delusional, really delusional. With that, guys, God bless you, and thank you for taking my call.
Good call. Thank you. Appreciate it. Folks, lines open, 717-300-1698, about 5 minutes to go. If you want to call, you got plenty of time. Just hop on in and join us. Love to hear from you. And I do mean that. We would love to hear from you. So, obviously, Chris, most of us see we're heading down a very dangerous road. In my opinion, we're closer to World War III, never have been. And I lived through the Cuban Missile Crisis back in 63, I believe it was. I was 63, 62. But anyway, I was just a boy. I had no idea what was going on, but I did later. And now we see what's happening. Russia's moving troops across UK, different places. We're moving ships down to Venezuela. We're stepping things up all over the world, we ourselves. And Russia's not blind, and Putin's not an idiot. He sees what's going on. And so all I can say is my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are living in a very dangerous society. What do you think about that?
Well, especially now, Pastor Butch, I have to say, now that this Islamic element is being entered in, because there's no question, if the Muslims get into a Christian country like they did with Lebanon, like they have with so many different, like in Nigeria right now, in Syria, where the Muslims have been, the radical Muslims especially, been able to take over, and they just start persecuting and killing Christians left, right, and so on. And it is that is a very, very dangerous element to be entered into our country. We've never had a substantial number of Islamists here in the United States. They've always been a very extreme minority, less than 1%, but their numbers have grown as a direct result of these 9/11 wars that were supposed to put a stop to terrorism. It seems that terrorism has only gotten worse since they began the so-called war on terror. And now we've got more Muslims in the country than ever before. They're being elected to political offices. They've taken over several cities like Hamtramck, Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan. They're planning some big Islamic center there in Texas now that there's lots of controversy over. And if they do in our country, if they try to do in our country, what they did in Lebanon and other parts of the world, sooner or later they will rise up and pursue a civil war. Because that's what they did in Lebanon. They were welcomed in. They were allowed to become part of what had been a Christian society. But the thing is, the Muslims really make no bones about it. They openly admit that they're coming into these different countries, including our country, to try and take over. That's what they'll openly tell you. That's what they're trying to do. And yet our leaders continue to allow this agenda to advance. when the reality is they have a responsibility to recognize people and groups and so on that have subversive intentions and keep them out. But they're willfully and deliberately refusing to do so.
Well, obviously we see that's happening, and we know that's on purpose. Let's go to Washington State and talk to Esther. Esther, come on in, please, honey.
Hello, Pastor Butch. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, too. It's getting a little colder here now, so we got the wood stove going.
Well, it is here also, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, back to this crazy, crazy planet, huh?
Yes.
So thank you for your guest, but, you know, a poem came to me, and it's very, very short. Could I read it?
Yes. Okay, got to hurry, but
okay.
Yes, please.
All right, and when I talk about the us, right, that
uh-huh.
is them, the them, right?
Okay.
We know
okay.
who all them are, right? We don't have to go into
okay.
that. So here's the poem. It's very short and to the point. And it, okay, bowing to brilliant evil, we toast the sum of us. A ballroom larger than the White House. Apparel of air, water, blood, land, gold dust, sweeping brilliance galore. Let them eat cake, a big, beautiful cake.
Good point. Good poem. Sad, but good. Wow. Anything you want to add that at all, Chris?
Oh, I don't know. It's, it's obviously aimed against the Trump administration. I think, like we said earlier, Pastor Butch, there's positive things that the Trump administration has done. And then there's a number of things that I think are very, very disturbing. One is this Islamic air base in Idaho. Another is Trump affirming this guy, Giuliani, the terrorist in Syria, who ousted Assad, President Assad. And I don't think, the coziness that President Trump has with some of these Islamists who are very extreme. I mean, these guys are terrorist class Islamists.
They
support international terrorism. And it's a very, very dangerous thing for us to be supporting those kind of leaders, those kind of countries. I've warned about this for years on my program.
We're out of time. I'm sorry, out of time. Garza, stuck up on me. Thanks for the call, Esther. And thank you, Chris. I'm sorry we're out of time. That was Todd's fault.
No problem.
He turned the clock up on us. We'll talk in the future, okay?
All right, Pastor Butch, God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you, Chris. God bless. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. We will, and have a great night. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.